Hello. Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Tuesday, the 4th of September, and this is Newsbox Steve Irwin Special.
Yep.
But before we get on to that important business, I've got a safety recall to do. If you've got any Revels or Maltesers, watch out because they've been recalled because they've got bits of plastic in.
Really?
Yeah. Bits of rubber.
Fucking hell.
So if you've got some Maltesers, check dates between 16th December 2007 and 6th of January 2008. That's a sell-by date. They're being recalled. So what you've got to do is send them to Mars, not the planet, and say, look, I've found some shit in it. Can I get some new Maltesers? And they'll send you some more. How these Maltesers are going to survive through the post, I don't know, because they're made of just fragile honeycomb. Also, same goes for Revels, which is made out of all sorts of shit.
I mean, how do you know which one's which?
Probably Revels. The rubber Revels is a new flavour. Anyway, yeah, watch out for that, cobbers.
Fucking hell.
So, yeah, today it's 1 year to the day since the tragic demise of our beloved Steve Irwin.
Prince of Hearts.
I thought you were going to do Australian accent as
I
well.
Am.
You know what?
This is.
You said you were going to do your own accent. That's your own accent.
It's not.
Whose accent is it then?
I'm being Helen from Neighbours.
Bloody not. You're going to go off to the Bungle Bungles again in a minute.
I am.
Anyway.
This is Helen from Neighbours.
So we're just remembering Steve Irwin and what was great about him. People, Princess of Sharks.
He's a very good man. He's a very, very good man. But do you...
What did you like best about him?
His hair.
Blonde mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dress sense.
It seems like longer than a year ago since he died.
He's very stocky.
His wife's been speaking out about it.
She's cheered up, but she still hasn't stopped wearing the khaki.
That's better. She's wearing the khaki.
I tell you who has cheered the fuck up.
Who's that?
His kid.
Mindy.
Bindi.
Bindi, not Mindy. Mindy's, I'll tell you who I got confused with.
Mark's wife.
No, the wife of the late Richard Hammond. We have to do a special for him soon because I think it's nearly a year since he died too.
So I liked his stockiness. I liked the roughness of his skin, I liked his hair, and I liked his enthusiasm for crocodiles. What did you like about him?
I liked his enthusiasm for other animals, other than crocodiles, mm-hmm. such as snakes,
fish,
sharks,
stingrays
that ultimately brought about his tragic demise.
Yeah.
The Australians have been paid, I like the fact that the Australians paid tribute to him today. They've actually declared it Steve Irwin Day, I think, and they're all having a holiday and cooking some barbies and stuff. He had a broad accent, I like that.
I liked that he wasn't too tall.
Oh, hang on, I'm lying about Steve Irwin Day. It's not today.
When is it?
Which would have been appropriate. November the 15th.
Why are we doing it today?
Well, today is the anniversary since he died.
Why are they doing it on November the 15th?
Maybe it's his birthday or something, so a bit less morbid.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, maybe it's the day that...
But we all did it for Diana, so, you know.
Yeah.
Why not Steve Irwin? People's...
Well, with Diana, that was more of a mourning than a celebration. This is very celebratory.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, yeah. That's what he won.
He did go
I might on. Do this every day.
He went on Neighbours once.
Did he?
Yeah.
So did Chris Lowe.
So did Neil Tennant.
Did he? Yeah. So did Derek Nimmo. He was in a few episodes, actually.
So did Russell Crowe.
So did Bouncer.
So did Alan Dale.
He's quite a big star now.
He is, though.
Yeah. Weird, because he can't act the tall thing.
But somehow he's grown into... We've talked about this before,
let's move on. What's the actual news?
The actual news is, you know Moira Cameron, who started her job as a beef eater?
Yeah.
She's gone on maternity leave.
Ah, Jesus.
She took the job description a bit too seriously.
Oh, she said bet the cause there, isn't she? Now I've got some bad news, but there's gorillas. You know the ones that we got upset about because they've been killed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they live in a national park.
Mm-hmm.
And they reckon there's about 350 of the 700 remaining gorillas live in that national park.
Mm-hmm.
The park has now been taken over. It's been seized by some rebels. It's part of the war. There's a war going on in the Congo. They don't know what's going to happen to these gorillas, but it's looking pretty grim. I don't know what we can do. I think if we knit them some hats.
You know, there was a brilliant man on the radio this morning talking about how when the war broke out in Baghdad, he phoned up the head of the army and said, "Hi, I'm the man that's being sent over to sort out the take control of the zoo." And they just believed him because they did.
He was made up.
He was made up. But he Yeah, so he did loads of good, but he got waylaid for 8 days trying to get through. And within 8 days, the population of the zoo went from 750 to 35.
Bloody hell. Well, he tried though, didn't he?
He did.
I never thought about the casualties in the zoo.
Well, yeah, these are the real innocents. I mean, fuck the civilians. What about the monkeys?
Monkeys didn't even want to be there in the first place.
No.
They didn't vote
for the same, did they? What are you fucking doing in Baghdad? Anyway, all these gorillas.
So it's looking grim for the gorillas.
What can we do about that?
Knit them some hats.
I don't think they want your fucking hats. They're rubbish. Yes.
I can't believe you said that.
Well, I did.
You're such a dag.
I'm no dag. You're a dag.
Important survey for today.
I'm no dag, you're a dag.
Oh Jesus, this is getting really heated. Important survey for today. Yesterday's brought into which was the best Harry Potter story. Today it's rock and roll stars die young. It's hard to say rock and roll
without doing American.
Anyway, let me get back into the zone. The Oz zone.
I think you need to get back into the zone.
And it's because they live life in the fast lane. The average age in Europe for a European star is 35. She's pretty young. That's when they die. And in America, it's 42.
That's specifically rock and roll.
Well, I don't know. To be honest, I think it's probably slightly skewed.
It's very worrying.
So that means... I don't know. Rock and pop stars. They only looked at 1,050. But you see a lot of them die in car crashes. I mean, most of it's drug related. But some of them, you know, like... God, I don't know what my accent's doing now. I'm going to stop doing it.
I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can stop doing it. Now you've started doing it.
Milli Vanilli, for example, and the London Boys. Mm. They probably brought down the total. They were all very young when they died. Elvis 42, Jim Morrison 27, Kurt Cobain 27, Tupac Shakur 25. Although he has been releasing records for the last 15 years, or however long it is since he died.
But then equally there are people that have taken it back up, such as...
Tom Jones. Paul Heaton.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about who's the really old one that did die, but he was old.
Bob Hope?
No, he sounded like that.
Lou Ferry?
Doesn't matter.
Stop putting that monkey up your nose.
I'm putting it up my nose. Well, not everybody. It's just rubbish and they'll live as long as they live.
But they're fast, they're good looking corpse. I mean, and die young, it's a little bit.
But Elvis didn't leave a good-looking corpse.
He lived quite a bloody one. He was still handsome, though. He still would.
Would you?
Yeah, he's on the toilet. Probably got a stiffy when he died.
Would you? God, and you thought I was weird for saying put a courgette in the freezer.
No, that is weird. Come on, do some bloody news. Do more stories so far.
Has it?
Yeah.
I did the bit about the beef eater.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was good though. That was the best bit so far.
Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall.
Ah, jeez.
dead.
8-4 down the average.
Gordon Ramsay, dead. Marco Pierre White.
It's not a good day for cooks, is it?
Dead? Oh, yeah, they are all cooks, aren't they? He's little troll one.
Oh, Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Dead.
Good.
Who's the black one?
Ainsley Harriet. Oh,
dead. Who's the woman who runs the football team?
Delia Smith.
Dead. Fanny... Craddock.
Craddock. She's dead, yes.
Dead. And also, the two fat ladies.
Now, actually, only one of them's dead. And the other one's written a tell-all fruity biography. It's just coming out. She's publicised it. Apparently, it's all about sex. I mean, who wants to think about her in sex?
She was very rude to me once.
Was she?
Yeah. She
Clarissa Dixon, right?
She accused me of trying to steal 5 pence off her.
Really? Yeah. Were you?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm quite sure I was too busy stealing lots of money off other people. But she was very, very rude.
Where was this?
It was at the Highland Show in Edinburgh. And I'll never forget that. But anyway, she's dead.
I reckon
dead.
That's probably in her biography.
She's dead.
Her pretty biography.
It'd be in my biography.
Well, never mind.
Be a whole chapter about it. David Gray?
Dead.
Beastie Boys?
Is anyone... Can you couldn't news about someone who's alive? Please can you say Jimmy Carr's dead?
He's alive and thriving. And not only that, but he's got engaged.
He's going gay?
He's got engaged.
Has he?
Yeah. Do you know who, Sue?
Who?
Oh, the proposal is in the paper. I'll read it out to you.
Okay.
From Jimmy Carr.
Is this,
courtesy of the Metro.
His appetite, he's bought out an advertisement.
Yeah. Michelle Flower.
Yeah?
Will you marry me? From Mr. Jimmy Carr. P.S. You don't have to do it with me or anything.
Oh, I probably will then.
Would you?
I'm weighing up pros and cons now.
Mm-hmm.
Pros.
Right, what are the pros?
He'd probably get invited to some nice parties. He's probably doing pretty well.
Cons,
himself.
He'd arrive at the parties and never go, it's fucking Jimmy Carr's turn up.
Yeah, con was and Jimmy Carr.
That's where she came from. What are the pros?
What was it, the party?
Oh, that was the pros.
And the money.
What's the cons?
Jimmy Carr.
Is that really a con?
I think so. He's been conning us all.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Misogyny, that's a con. He probably got used to all sorts of dirty stuff.
That's a pro, surely.
It's Jimmy Carr. Con.
For make him wear a mask. Or make
that's him... be a really big one.
Make him put a bit of cellophane on his chin. Somebody else is dead. And some gays are dying.
What's the news on the front page of the paper? Come on.
Pollution puts Britain in dock.
Well.
And the tube strike. Britain is being hauled into court. The whole of Britain has been hauled into court for breaking the limit on levels of noxious pollutant gas emanating from a small office in Camden.
That's you, isn't it?
Shit.
Whoever smelled it felt it, that's what I say.
Let's just move on, shall we? Oh, a man got fined. Guess what he got fined for?
Oh, probably something really stupid, like dropping a receipt on the floor by accident.
No.
More
stupid.
More stupid than that. Was it for driving his car along the road?
Nope. More stupid.
Was it for having odd socks on?
No. Was it for having curly black hair and thick lips? Do you that's not for me being racist, that's from not the 9 o'clock news.
It's Mr. Cadogo.
Mr. Cadogo from 59 Mercy Road.
I know. What did he get fined for?
He got done for getting run over by a police car.
Did he jump in front of the police car? Yeah.
And he lost a leg. But never mind, there's a new game going about that's quite good. I think we should probably try and get into it.
Is it Scrabble?
No. Board office workers have been hit with a new fad.
Brilliant.
Faceball. The office game in which competitors try not to flinch as a colleague throws a beach throws a beach ball at their face has become increasingly popular in Britain. Photos of workers copying balls to the face are being forwarded via email and have helped the game's popularity.
That does sound good. I can see why it's taken off.
For Faceball rules, see metro.co.uk/weird. I really like the sound of that.
Well, you bring a beach ball in tomorrow and we'll play it.
But I don't think we should use a beach ball. I think we should mash things up a bit.
Okay. The problem is going to be there's two of us, so who's going to take the picture?
I think we should use that glitter ball. I'll just whom it in your face and then take a picture. A bit more about the beef eater.
The pregnant beef eater.
Yeah. Laughingly, she says, yes, it's ever so funny. I'm on maternity leave now. It's a first for the beef eater, so I'm breaking another record.
Can you tell me how old she is?
40.
Are you making that up? Was that actually how old she is?
That's actually how old she is.
Because I'm interested, because you have to do like 20 years of service, don't you? There's certain rules, but she looks very good on 40, I'd say.
No, I think she looks a bit funky, but I suppose it's that
stupid outfit
she's wearing. Bloody hell. Ridiculous. But, yeah, so...
It's good shape for her.
They have to wait there until she's had the baby to find out which beef eater she
is.
Don't know.
Are there any black beef eaters?
Ooh. I don't think there are.
Racist?
Very racist. Just, I don't think there are any Chinese ones either.
Racist?
Or Asian.
Are they all... Do you have to... Maybe there's a rule.
Or dwarf beef eaters. Or disabled beef eaters.
I don't think... Well, you can't have... you can't have done the service. You can't have disabled in the army because they're not very good over rough terrain.
Is it not... I don't think it's the army, is it? Is it? You just have to have served the Queen.
No, I think you're doing the services.
She refuses...
Army or Navy.
She refuses to employ anybody in the palace that's in a wheelchair.
I might not be able to get up all those stairs.
There's no mongrels. And they'd be good in the
She's
army.
She's the queen, she could have the pick. They would be good in the army, actually, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they could hug the enemies to death.
Quite disarming. Right, maybe we should stop now.
We've been bad enough.
I think we've been bad enough.
Oh, and apparently brains drink lots of water to keep your brain healthy.
Yeah,
that's just a little tip for you. Oh, and would you like another kind of tip?
Yes, please.
Tip from my life. What kind of area?
Can I have a tip? A cooking tip, please.
Cooking tip. when you're trying to get the gas on, and it won't go on, and you've gone a bit scared of it blowing up in your face, get your flatmate to get the ring on for you.
Thanks, that's very helpful. Well, that's the end of it. It's the Inner News Pugs today.
G'day.
G'day, thanks for listening.
G'day.
We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be doing another accent. Probably Scottish.
Scottish.
Okay,
the new.
Okay, bye. Mm-hmm.